We're reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 2, page Nuntet, in your reflection, item 18. You can watch our lesson at Kabda.tv. Send us your questions. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Study of the Ten Sefirot, page Nuntet, Istaklut Pnimit, in your reflection, item Yudchet, 18. Explaining Zivug de'aka'a, item 18. Since the restrictions comes only from the emanated and not at all from the emanator, the Or Elyon, the upper light, is not at all meticulous about that Tzimtzum that the middle point performed. Because of that, it is considered that the upper light descends to Bechina Daled as well.
But on the other hand, we say that what the lower decides, the upper agrees with. So what does it agree with? Anif, what did you read? The higher light does not agree with the restriction. So what does it agree with?
No.
Well?
And you are?
No answer?
For now, there isn't.
Nonetheless, what happens now after the lower has made the Tzimtzum and the Tzimtzum is because of the shame? That the upper nonetheless takes it into consideration. The desire for equivalence. You're right. Maybe I have to put it more clearly. That the upper. Let's put it this way. I'll put it differently. If love is the highermost relation, like from parents to the child, that love is the basis. Were it not for love, there wouldn't have been anything at all. There would have been like, you see, they don't see other kids. They maybe only stand in your way. They disturb you. Love is a basis, a foundation. If that is the foundation of the Creator's attitude toward the creature, after the creature makes the restriction, can the Creator not relate to that? As if he can't. So what does it mean that the higher light isn't meticulous about the Tzimtzum or pays no attention to it? So how can it relate out of love to the restriction of the lower? I mean, it keeps the shame of the lower and goes to help the lower now to continue the process. So not taking the Tzimtzum into consideration, then that's it. You've restricted yourself, and that's that. It's like if a child doesn't want to eat, then you simply leave him be, and that's it. You made a Tzimtzum? No, you try, maybe like this, maybe like that. Say, God forbid, he's ill or something. So you nonetheless try somehow. In the rationale, takes actions according to the lower, even though that the restriction itself does not agree for it to remain this way, but continues different actions in an indirect way. To help the lower to turn the Tzimtzum into receiving in order to bestow. Because in the meantime, the Lord just took an action according to what it feels against the shame, Tzimtzum. You have to develop the relations here, the feelings, reception, bestowal, for them to know how can we use these different desires and reach a better state with the Tzimtzum. Again, please.
Explaining Zivug de'aka'a, 18. Since the tzimtzum, the restriction, comes only from the emanated and not at all from the emanator, the upper light is not at all meticulous about that tzimtzum that middle point performed. Because of that, it is considered that the upper light descends to Bechina Dalet as well. But Bechina Dalet detains it from appearing within her due to the prior tzimtzum on Bechina Dalet before that or came. The books call this state Zivug Dehaka'a. It is like two objects where one wants to break through and pass over the fence and the border that the other erected. However, the other stands firmly against it and prevents the first from trespassing. In that state, each of them is found to be striking the other's gvul, border. It can also be compared to two solid matters because the nature of the liquid lets other things permeate and mix with it. And soft matters, too, let other matters permeate them a little and push their upper shell. However, with two solid matters, one does not let the other push the other even a little. As a result, when two hard objects meet, they beat each other, and the encounter itself is the cause of this beating or striking. The same applies to the expansion of the upper light from Ein Sof. Its conduct is to fill Bechina Dalet too. In the same way, it is in Ein Sof. For that reason, the light does indeed come down to clothe Bechina Dalet, but the force of the restriction of Bechina Dalet detains it and does not let it descend into her. Consequently, this encounter of the upper light with the force of the restriction is called Zivug Dehaka'a. This means that each of them interrupts and detains the passage of the other, because the conduct of the light of Ein Sof is to fulfill Bechina Dalet, and Bechina Dalet herself has the conduct of rejecting the upper light and not receiving it.
Give me a depiction of what's going on here. What is he putting pressure on? What is he pushing? What is he taking into consideration? What is there striking on? Where is there zivug?
No.
Well, help each other. Then you'll reach a solution. Talked about this many times. You don't want to talk to me or what? You're on strike? What's going on? Yeah.
It sounds like
a dam
that the waters want to break through.
That's the haka. What is the zivugen? What is the preparation for there to be a zivug daka? How can there be a zivug in haka'a? Or that by the haka'a you reach the zivug? Where did you ever see that one strikes the other and you reach a zivug, a connection? It's rejection. How can rejection and connection be together? Meaning that there are two levels here. On the one level, as if we relate to something through beating, and on the other level, we relate to it through connection. So that's what I'm asking about. What do you relate to through the beating, and what do you relate to through connection? Who's there in the end? Grandpa, please.
Can it be that the zivug is tzimtzum bet, the second restriction?
No, for sure it isn't. Zivug daka is from tzimtzum alef, immediately after the tzimtzum, masach, and zivug daka. Yes?
The striking is because the zivug is not on my desire, it is an external desire.
Continue.
On the one hand, the light wants to fulfill me. On the other hand, I set a condition before it.
What do I have to do in me in order to be with someone in Zivug Daka? Yes, Emmanuel. Give him a mic.
It's like in the example Baal HaSulam gives about the guest and the host.
That's okay.
Now, the zivug, the coupling, is the place of contact. This is the guest wanting to bestow upon the host, and the host wants to impart pleasure upon the guest. And the striking is because the guest rejects all those pleasures, and on the other hand, the host pressures him, "I have prepared everything for you."
What is the preparation that has to be in the guest? In the receiver, or in the creature, as opposed to the bestower.
A restriction in the desire to equalize with him.
Not enough. Come on, tell everyone.
In terms of the group, it's avut and nullification.
Not enough. Yes.
Pasha from Moscow says that we need to have a masach in the guf, in the dorosh, when we connect, and then there is a zivug coupling.
You can say masach, but masach says nothing. We're asking for clear words. Not from the Kabbalah, but
the intention, the fact that I know that this is a part of the process, that light will come from darkness. I know that although there's the dam I create, it's a part of the process, the intention.
That's closer. Who else?
Agreeing to. It's like a person who wants to build a home and he has no money, so he takes a mortgage.
Okay, who else?
Perhaps the greatness of the upper force.
These are conditions.
Or from Zichron says, on the one hand, I want to satisfy the others completely with nullifying, and on the other hand, I feel the importance.
Okay, let's cut it short. A person has to divide himself into two levels. Why did I put it this way? Two levels, action and intention. And for both of them to be opposites, where on the one hand I strike and do not agree to receive directly, and the Creator specifically has to give it to me forcefully. It says that He does not agree with the Tzimtzum. But this way, as if our striking each other, don't want to receive, say, why? In order to create the condition for the zivug. If you understand this, so after we have the strike, can come the zivug. How? Why does the aka cause the zivug? What happens in the zivug that it becomes a zivug? Meaning, what happened? Why Kabbalah, after the beating, is allowed? By which I change my intention. Meaning the character of the reception is completely different. I feel what I feel. What happens as a result of the beating?
The equivalence of forum.
Why he strikes me, I strike him? It's equivalence in action, but not in form. Yes?
The striking makes a person fills the mind of the one who strikes. There is a certain commitment here.
Very nice, is it? You're not ashamed. It means that as a result of striking, I actually strike my will to receive. That I hold it and don't give it the ability to work. And then, what happens as a result? I'm capable of moving to a different level of consideration with the giver. By giving the strike to my will to receive, meaning, if I wouldn't have had a will to receive, would I have felt that someone's pushing me towards something? Would have there been any action from the side of the upper that I would have felt if my will to receive would have simply been zero? No. No, because everything is with respect to my will to receive. It appears in pleasures. It doesn't push forcefully in words, but the pleasures that are set before me, and I feel that my will to receive is truly drawn to them, wants them. It's not that the host is pressuring. Listen. It's not that the host is pressuring me and this is why I take it, but I myself want to receive it. We're talking only with respect to the creature, to the will to receive. This is what we say, that the higher light strikes the masach. What does it mean, strikes? It's not like in our world. A strike does not come from above simply so, but the will to receive pulls it, and therefore it is a strike. Therefore, the higher light strikes, that the will to receive pulls it. Now, when I make the beating with the higher light, what does that mean? I can't make a beating with the light, but I beat my will to receive. Therefore, the masach, this is actually its action, that I limit my will to receive from filling myself with pleasure, that my will to receive really wants. It helps me to as if neutralize it, to rise above it. So what do I do after that? After the beating, I have the ability to make contact with the giver, specifically after the beating. By which we reach equivalence. We equalize. He doesn't receive and I don't receive. I have reached a state where he and I are on one level. Now I have the ability to understand it, to feel it, to start talking with him as equals. And then what do? I build the Rosh, 10 Sefirot of reflected light. By that I start feeling, who is the giver? Not the pleasures set before me that I'm impressed by, but it helps me to disconnect from my will to receive and start contact with the giver himself. Not with what comes to me from him, not with what my will to receive enjoys, but who is he? As if objectively independent of my will to receive, therefore I build a Rosh, which is called above the goof. And then when I start being equal with them, to what extent can we be equal? To the extent to which I'm outside the restriction which I've restricted myself in a desire to come to know Him, to identify with Him, to be like Him, to be close to Him. This can be much less than my will to receive. My will to receive a circle, the desire in my Rosh, it can be, I don't know, really, let's say 1% of my will to receive. But in that will to, in that 1%, I am in the recognition of the host. By that I build the head. I feel him to some extent, build him to some extent. Now, as a result of acknowledging, like a baby, suddenly he recognizes his mom, how she wants to give him, and she's all for him, and then he is impressed by her love toward him, and he agrees to receive in order to fill her, to fill her desire. Well, it's not human, but it's above human, but we can talk emotionally and better understand what's going on. Okay? Yes?
Although in your explanation you let us understand that that one discovers a desire to strike his will to receive, but in the ordinary life, yesterday you gave a beautiful explanation about it.
No, don't get confused with our day-to-day life. We're talking about conditions where the light shines in the kli after the restriction in the world of Insof.
But the example I wanted to give is that we get many blows, but all of a sudden then we discover that it is connected to the, related to the Creator.
Okay, in your honor, if you want to talk from below up, instead of the light, we get the feeling of darkness, and this pushes us. Therefore, this process is called from below up. But there is no above, no below, but we turn to that very state only from the side of the pressure of the light, which is called Ota, night. Where the light that shines on us, the host, he pushes and wants to penetrate us. And because of the disparity of form, those very things that he wants to give us, we feel them as suffering, meaning we are now on the very first spiritual level, only in its achoraim, in the opposite. At the same light that was actually supposed to come and strike the masach, as if strikes the masach, but we don't feel it. It was supposed to be this way on the first floor, a level, and inside of that we feel darkness and suffering. And it helps us, because we want to get rid of the suffering, it helps us to advance toward the desired masach. And here we are in a process that the Torah can be the portion of life or death. We'll talk about it.
From above down we understand how can there be restriction and then striking, but from below upward, how can it be that the restriction is before the striking?
In your request.
But my request is already striking the will to receive.
Not from the full abundance and so on, but from the recognition of the evil of the will to receive.
So first I strike my will to receive and then the restriction happens, doesn't it?
No. You first of all acknowledge the Tzimtzum, and then from the Tzimtzum you discover that there can't be an action which is above the Tzimtzum, but by the Masach. Otherwise, how will it happen? But the Tzimtzum that we have there in Ein Sof, it comes from his desire, and here the Tzimtzum, until we reach the desire for the Tzimtzum, then we are in suffering.
I didn't quite understand it. Before we said that I strike my will to receive.
It's not here. It's in the world of Ein Sof. You strike your will to receive, and then you are already in touch with the host.
I'm asking from below upward.
From below up, you can't strike your will to receive because that's the only thing that you have. We never work on striking the will to receive.
But I'm asking the upper light to do it for me, don't I?
We're asking only for connection, for adhesion. We're not asking for any actions over the will to receive. We're always drawn to the right. We do not want to be in any connection with the will to receive. I want adhesion, avut, one heart, to be above the will. I'm drawn above the will to receive.
So what does it mean, zivug daka, in our condition from below upward?
We'll talk about it.
I can't steal from you these discernments. Soon. Maybe we'll do a workshop about it or something else. We'll go. You see, I'm giving an hour for this. Listen. These are important things. Why don't you read? You can read again if you want. 18.
Adam 18, explaining Zivug Da'aka. Since the Tzimtzum, the restriction, comes only from the emanated and not at all from the emanator, the upper light is not at all meticulous about that restriction that the middle point performed. Because of that, it is considered that the upper light descends to Bechina Dalet as well. But Bechina Dalet detains it from appearing within her due to the prior Tzimtzum on Bechina Dalet.
Just understand, Chaim. If I were to give you a solution now, you will have the experience how to enter into this matter and to be in it and to get along in it. It's impossible. It's like if you'll draw a picture instead of the child. Let's say my grandson comes from the kindergarten, they gave him at home to draw a lamp. So what, am I going to draw the lamp? And the kindergarten teacher is going to say, oh, what a lamp. It's clear that we want from him to do it. It's truly stealing. It's stealing reason. It's not allowed. It's forbidden.
It is considered that the upper light descends to Bechina Dalet too, only Bechina Dalet detains it as not to appear within her because of the previous restriction that was on Bechina Dalet before that light came. The books call this state Zivug Da'aka. It is like two objects where one wants to break through and pass over the fence and the border, Gvul, that the other made. However, the other stands firmly against it and prevents him from trespassing. In that state, each of them is found to be striking the other's border.
But do you know what it is clashing on the common desire which we establish between us?
It can also be compared to two solid matters, because the nature of the liquid lets other things permeate and mix with it, and soft matters too let other matters permeate them a little and push their upper shell. However, with two solid matters, one does not let the other push the other even a little. As a result, when two hard objects meet, they beat each other, and the encounter itself is the cause of this beating. The same applies to the expansion of the upper light from Ein Sof. Its conduct is to fill Bechinat Dalet too, in the same way it is in Ein Sof. For that reason, the light descends indeed to clothe in Bechinat Dalet, but the force of the restriction on Bechinat Dalet detains it and does not let it descend into her. Consequently, this encounter of the upper light with the force of the restriction is called Zivug de Haka'a. This means that each of them interrupts and detains the passage of the other, because the conduct of the light of Ein Sof is to fulfill Bechinat Dalet, and Bechinat Dalet herself has the conduct of rejecting the upper light and not receiving it, as explained.
Ken.
Yes.
After the explanation you gave, Chaim, it sounds as if from above downward and from below upward, there is a certain... these are two opposite matters. Can you elaborate?
No, I can't open it. Only by you starting to unite between you, you'll be able to open it. Because otherwise you're not a kli. Until... you will understand automatically that if we're talking about desire, we're talking about the common desire, nothing happens. It's simply that if I'm talking about the kli together, if I'm talking about the light, the pleasure that is discovered within us as we're together, it has to be simply instinctively like that already. If it's not there yet in the heart, not in the head, but in your heart, truly like that, that it's clear that it's like that. There's no other way. Just like you say to me, it's bitter or sour. I know immediately it's sour. Here I feel sour, right? So that's how it needs to be.
According to what you say from below upward, this is what we care about, what is revealed from above downward. It's already revealed and that's it.
Yes.
Sergei is asking how to implement this analogy of a restriction with respect to the group.
That we want together, from below up, to raise the greatness of the Creator, the force of bestowal, above the force of reception in all the cases that pass by us. We obligate in this to be as one man in one heart. First of all, this is to connect in such a way. Secondly, to be in the force of mutual guarantee, meaning to strengthen each time everyone by each and everyone. And then it's already called that we are in one desire. And above the one desire, what does there need to be? After all this one desire, well, what happened here? This one desire is still nothing, but we are... what's this?
Huh?
Mount Sinai. Wonderful. Sinai and hatred. As in Hebrew, it is the same word. And we are here like this, kind of green like this. We're all of us like this. We're all standing around the hatred. So here there needs to be one heart, And arvut, mutual guarantee, this must be, these two conditions must happen. And other than that, what needs to be? What's here?
Moshe and the Torah.
Moshe and the Torah, yes? What does this mean? That here is the connection of the Creator, and Moshe is the our common force, which is above us, meaning the greatness of the Creator, of the goal, and so on. Sorry, this is the third one. This is the third condition. The first condition, second condition, and the third condition. That's it? Yes?
Friends from Hadera asking, what is the second restriction? Is it the decision to give up on my desires for the sake of the upper one? How do we do that? Even if I came to the recognition of the upper one and how opposite I am from him and the restriction and the shame, does that bring me to the restriction? Does that lead to the prayer for the light? Or is there
very
something
nice.
Else we have to do?
I am very happy that you're starting to ask the right questions in the reading of Talmud Esser Sefirot. We'll continue.
Item Yutet 19. Or Yutet in the middle.
Okay. Item 19.
Item 18, explaining O Chose, reflected light. A new light was generated by the above encounter and Haka'ah, striking, which was made in Bechina Dalet, like sunlight on a mirror, meaning on a glass that is painted on the other side. The lines of the sun cannot pass through the mirror because of the paint on the other side. Consequently, the lines of the sun returned backwards and produced a glitter of light. In much the same way, when the upper light meets the force of the restriction in Bechina Daled, called Masach, this Masach turns it back to its shoresh, to its root. However, in this case, there is no issue of concealment. On the contrary, the return of the upper light from Bechina Daled upward is regarded as a new and special light which mounts to the upper light and closes it and holds it within it. Because of that, it is regarded as a kli that receives the upper light.
Well, who will interpret it for us? Do you want to interpret or ask? No, first we're going to interpret. Who? Not from definitions. Leave the definitions. You want to block us with the sources. No, here we need to come from the heart. Develop the heart. Definitions, the computer knows everything, but I need for my heart to understand. Yes, Moti.
If I leave myself, meaning I restrict my desires, I'm on the outside, and at the moment when I restrict my desires, meaning I'm looking from a point of view at my beastly body and I feel that it is stinky, I don't need it. From there, I start searching for that desire to bestow. I don't understand what is that will to bestow. I can't get it, but it's clear that that desire or looking at my beastly self does not exist anymore. From there, what exactly do I bring back? I don't know what it is.
So we are also asking the same thing. It's good, it's good. Sit down. Very well. You just gave a little bit more of an emphasis about what we're asking. And who's going to give the answer? Read it again.
Explaining O Chose, reflected light, item 19. And from the force of the encounter and the striking which was made in Bchinat Daled, a new light was born and emerged, which is similar to the light of the sun that meets on a mirror.
We're thinking together, yes, that it's from us. From Mount Sinai already it's starting to come. We already received some Torah, the reflecting light, the reforming light, we're connecting together, and then we're creating this situation which is called Or Chozer, reflecting light. Well, and how?
Meaning on a glass that is painted on the other side, the lines of the sun cannot pass through the mirror because of the paint on the other side. Consequently, the lines of the sun return backwards and produce a glitter of light. In much the same way, when the upper light meets the force of the restriction in Bechina Daled, called Masach, this Masach turns it back to its shoresh, to its root. However, in this case, there is no issue of concealment. On the contrary, the return of the upper light from Bechina Daled upward is regarded as a new and special light. It mounts the upper light, closes it, and holds it within. Because of that, it is regarded as a kli that receives the upper light.
Lama,
why is the Masach in Bchinat Daled? How did he call it? For as the light meets the force of restriction which is in Bchinat Daled, called the Masach. Why specifically the force of Tzimtzum is in Bchinat Daled and not in the previous Bchinot, and the upper light meets with this Masach, which has the force of Tzimtzum, of restriction? So the force of restriction with the upper light in Bchinat Daled give birth to some essence which is called a Masach, a screen, which is not in nature. Doesn't exist in nature. And from this Masach, already some new relation between the receiver to the bestower is born, which brings this reflecting light. And it comes from the receiver to the bestower, or does it nevertheless also come from the Creator? Only we associate it with the creature. Because even though I make a certain wave in return, as a masach, as a dam, so anyhow, I only did the little division. I didn't create the wave. So why is it called on my behalf? What is this force of restriction in Bchinat Daled, which is called the Masach? Yes, Iran.
Basically, when I restrict the will to receive, I return my will to receive and ascribe it to the Creator. And then instead of seeing the will to receive as my own, I see it inside the others, outside of me. And in fact, that is the clothing which is revealed with respect to the upper light. Now I've changed the action, the direction of the action, from ascribing the will to receive, which is the creation, as something which is my own, and the fulfillment has to get into it, to something which is exterior to me, and I bring back the wave to it.
This is by the restriction.
Yes, and that creates the kli which is called the reflected light. And inside this desire seemingly went from within to without and created the kli to fulfill the Creator outside. It's not me who does it. By inverting that intention, by the Masach, I allow the light that cannot enter me anyway to fulfill whatever is outside of me.
meaning in other words, maybe this is what I wanted to say, but that by this I move myself from the side of the will to receive to the will to bestow, meaning I'm already in adherence with the Creator, we're already together, that I'm not identifying with the creature, but rather with Him, in thought and in desire and in action, and in all that there is, which is above the will to receive. Right, that's correct.
To continue what Ran said, perhaps this is... Bechina Dalet is actually a meeting between two kinds of calculations. When I begin to separate myself from my will to receive, as you said, to start ascribing myself to a higher desire. And this is the point of the shame also. Why am I not like him? In what I have inside of me, why am I not like him? These are two kinds of calculations.
It's not shame like I don't know how to. It's not shame like we're explaining it. I have nothing to be ashamed of in such a way, because it's when I'm in the will to receive and the will to receive rules and so on. It's just like a baby is not ashamed before his mother. It's the emanator. He did. Everything that's in me belongs to him. So even though there is in me some, let's say, thoughts and actions and that are not nice or not pleasant, it's all on his expense. Meaning it's a flaw in him, not in me. There is here... I don't have the words so much, but think more and we will have the words. And anyway, it's not exactly shame from me receiving. I want to receive. Why am I receiving? It's just an example, but just to go deeper into what am I ashamed of? That I'm with my mother who loves me. The more I receive from her, the more I enjoy, she enjoys more. Where's the shame here? Meaning, also on the action, initially, if I open myself and with all my might I fill myself, why does Insof give birth to shame? Why? I asked Rabash. Rabash said that shame is a creation as it's on its own, because it can't be born in a regular way. Why? Because I'm receiving? He created me in such a way. Even more, the more I feel like I'm receiving, and who I'm receiving from, why is there... that sensation. Well, so what if I'm receiving? He created me that way. That I should be ashamed? Give, bring more and more. Meaning, if I work according to my force, but the shame is that I can't add from myself. Do you understand? That I don't have, I receive in 100% everything. Well, so what? But there's nothing for myself. The shame is that I am actually not like the Creator, that I am completely only the creature, and even operate myself in all together. It's all together what He gave me. How from myself can I add in return? Meaning the shame is not on the reception. You understand? It's not on the process or on the action of reception. That's we're also receiving in the final correction. We're receiving the whole Ein Sof. But what we add... We add self-excitement, self-participation, awareness maybe. In... the fact that we want to identify with the reception, with the reception of the pleasure. Yes, Trans.
If I understand the explanation of
Iran?
Iran, yeah.
Lo Mavin?
No, I understand. I understand the explanation of Iran is like he's not giving anything actually. He's still receiving, but he's receiving from the side of the upper.
אם אני מבין נכון את איראן, אז הוא בעצם לא נותן שום דבר, הוא עדיין מקבל, אבל מקבל מצד העליון.
With the eyes, like not receiving, like his eyes are not inside him, but in the side of the others.
כאילו לא מסתכל מתוך עצמו, אלא מתוך האחרים.
No.
And I wanted to know how this
works. Well.
Because I don't see that he's giving anything here.
כי אני לא רואה שהוא נותן פה משהו.
הוא צודק.
He's right. Meaning he's asking like this. From where does the shame come that caused the restriction?
לא זאת השאלה?
That's not the question. Where does the shame in Malchut Ein Sof come which caused the restriction? If that's what you're asking, then I'll tell you. That it's a creation of its own. It's like in us, the point in the heart, something from another world. That if it wasn't there, then we're all animals. And we're operating only according to the will to receive. And if that point is there, the beginning of the second nature, then we are already in the clash of the two, these two natures, these two forms. The same thing in the world of Ein Sof, the same thing that in the nature of the will to receive, which is in the creature, all of a sudden something is revealed. And this revelation brings him, it's from the point of Keter, it's in the Siyum, in the Kutzo Shel Yud, Yud Kei Vav Kei, from the lowest Kei, there's a development. When it comes to Malchut de Malchut, that's where the Kutzo Shel Yud is felt. That's where it feels this attitude, this relation of the creator towards it, the emanator towards it. And this attitude corrupts it. It does a restriction upon that attitude, that it's not capable to be with it in equivalence of form. That's the motive. That's the reason for the restriction. Well, it's such words that we still need we need the flavors, the tamim.
Yes. Can it be said that inside the kli has the image of the bissor?
Inside the kli there isn't the image of the bissor, only pleasures in all sorts of forms. There's the image of the emanator as the giver. Mother is big, mother is good, she loves me, she's warm, she is merciful, she's all that, will to receive. And that's still Pchina Dalet, and inside that starts to happen something that wasn't there and doesn't need to be. It comes from another world. It's like I all of a sudden start to understand and to feel that she is the giver who exists outside of me. That she has some personality of her own outside of me. It's like I feel now the whole world is me, and nevertheless there's something outside of me, and that's that spark from the Creator.
And why do I want to be like her?
Because the nature of that spark is that it's more upper, that it births me. And then from that, the desire in me develops to be above myself. Yes.
This process where all of a sudden I'm ashamed and I want to resemble the upper one.
It's only called shame in us, but it's not shame.
It seems like proud to me. On the one hand, I nullify myself to the upper one, but at some point I say I want to be like him. It sounds to me like incident.
It's not exactly like him. It's to give him back in return. You can say in the beginning, it also comes from your ego, from your will to receive that doesn't want to agree with the fact that it's receiving. It's also in the beginning, but later there's Havaya in the development of all the worlds that already comes to that decision. Of course, in the beginning, it is, I want bigger, I want more upper, and so on. In the beginning, yes. Meaning, there's here, the development is very gradual. I don't know that, you see how he writes it? If it doesn't come on our practical emotions of a human being, then we can all, everyone studies this study of Ten Sefirot and does doctorates and philosophizing about it, mechanical things, instead of entering into the matter.
There's this feeling of glass wall.
It's in you. There's nothing you can do about that. That's inside a person. Yes, Nancy. Quickly.
Can we translate this whole discussion we've had here into something, into actions between friends?
No, between the friends, it's at all. I'm not even relating to it. If you're not between the friends, there's nothing to talk about here. We won't understand how this is happening. If you're not preparing yourself in being everyone together, this preparation already builds in you such preparations inside and emotions that you can approach the text. Without that, you don't even approach it in the right way. Because you're already, by nullifying, by integrating in with others, in that you... You're like doing the first fine-tuning, kind of like you're putting glasses on for reading. Without that, you can't read.
Actions of connecting between friends, that work between the friends, can we translate into a language between friends, between points? What do we feel towards each other? This is what is missing in this language.
Nevertheless, that's still the preparation for meeting with the Creator. And here's talking about the meeting with the Creator. The haka'ah between friends and this and that. I don't talk about that. That's simple psychology. After you get it, receive it, after that you can enter more into the text. And we're entering into the next lesson.
And let's sing a song together first.
Don't let me go. במי לפתוח, אבל תמיד אסור לשמור.